Welcome back, everybody. This is Food for Thought, Thoughts for You by NeoGentrix. How are you guys doing this morning? It is currently 5 o'clock in the morning, and we are going to hit a nail on the head here with something that I found to be fairly... It should be understood, but it's often disregarded as... It's often a disregarded part of communication and presentation. Okay? And I want to go ahead and cover it as well. So, you remember we covered the Hell series a couple weeks back. And I figured I'd go ahead and move on with that and talk about some communication skills. And that's what we're going to work on this week. We're going to go ahead and cover some communication skills. And I'm going to start one of the ones that a lot of people don't seem to care about or think is a communication or part of communication skills or presentation skills for that matter, and that is your personal appearance. Okay, personal appearance is often disregarded part of the communication and presentation skills, and when you're speaking in public, you may want to be let me phrase it like this. When you speak in public, you may be representing your organization or just yourself, but it's still you in the front lines. And it is you that the other people in the group and the audience see before you have a time to actually open your mouth or give an account of yourself, certain assumptions, both consciously or subconsciously, whether they've been made or not. You're the first thing they see. Now, I know the first thing a lot of people tell everybody is first impressions are very, very important. And, you know, they can be about attitude as well as dressing as well. So, I mean, visual impact is at least as important as your verbal impact. People will very quickly make assumptions based on your facial expressions, the clothes you wear, and how well you groom yourself and your body language as well. And these are things that a lot of people don't consider when they get ready to do things, all right? You can talk about whatever you want. You can present whatever you want. But how you present yourself physically... it's just as important as what you say verbally. All right? Let's talk about something related to the same topic. Your facial expressions, okay? First off, little can be done to alter your face, but a lot can be done about the expression that's on it. So let's go ahead and start with that. However the day started, and whatever minor crisis has occurred along the way, people have not come to see you with a dark expression on your face. So it is your duty to yourself, as well as the organization that you represent, to convey a claim. Claim a calm, friendly, and professional exterior, despite how you may feel on the inside. You try to smile and be optimistic, and appear that way as well, regardless of how you feel. Okay? Your personal image is what we're working on here. The reflection that stares back at you from a mirror is not necessarily a true likeness of the face known to family, friends, and colleagues, because they will see you off guard, in repose, concentrate on a task, or listening to them. Okay? How many people can honestly admit to looking in a mirror without altering their expression? Think about that one for a minute. It's not possible. Okay? It's quite natural to play to a mirror, possibly by raising an eyebrow, pulling a face, or smiling at the reflection. This is why people often feel self-conscious when they see a bad photograph of themselves. You know, because in a mirror, you can fix it. In a photograph, it's permanent. The real you... All right. It is human nature to make compromises. All individuals change their approach depending on the people they meet and what they feel is expected from them. Your on-duty self, the one who functions in public, is different from your off-duty self, the one concerned with family, friends, home, so on and so forth. Everyone has many and varied roles in life. Okay, so you can be one person and be a parent. Son, daughter, brother, sister, friend, advisor, patient, client, consumer, all in one day. You can be all those things simultaneously. Okay, these different differing roles all require that a particular quality and skill in personal communication, and can also come upon different requirements of attitude and or appearance as far as your visual image is concerned. So your external image or appearance is how you are seen by the world, whereas the real you, not a role model of the person you would like to be, is someone who is honest with themselves. Okay? And don't worry, I'll go more into that in detail when I cover nonverbal communication, okay? Next, let's cover your clothes and the way you groom yourself. So, ask yourself this question. What sort of external image is appropriate to the organization that you represent? I want you to think about that one for a minute. Only you can answer this question, okay? Due to the nature of the work, some organizations are happy for people to be casually dressed, whilst others may expect a smarter attire, more professional, if you will. It's important to be suitably dressed within expected limits, okay? Nobody expects you to be packaged into something you are not, but your appearance is a reflection of your own self-esteem, and you should aim to present yourself to the best possible advantage. Whilst you might be casually dressed when working within your organization, a more formal approach may well be preferable when representing your organization outside, or in external meetings. So, good grooming and a tidy appearance is preferable, whether casual or formally dressed. On that note, your body language, okay? Understanding your body language is one of the most important aspects of personal presentation. The image conveyed by the physical self should support and enhance what is being communicated verbally. If the visual image differs widely from the spoken message, it is often the nonverbal account that's believed. You can say, "I row boats up and down a hill because it's fun," but then your body is saying, "You know, I wouldn't do that even if you paid me." Well, which do you think the people is going to believe? It's true what they say when they say actions speak louder than words. You can say whatever you want, but if your body is doing the opposite and you're unaware of this, you're basically telling them that you're saying one thing, and those who can't see you will believe it, but the ones who can won't. Keep that in mind. The way you sit, stand, your gestures, your mannerisms, your facial expressions will say more about you and how you are feeling at any given time than the words you are using. When individuals are nervous or uneasy, their behavioral bad habits become more pronounced. That's why when your parents tell you what you do at home, you will do in the real world, they're not kidding. It's because you become comfortable doing it and you don't realize you're doing it anymore. Awareness of your body language, of how you behave under pressure, what signals you are unconsciously giving, how nerves and stress affect you physically. Can you help understand how you come across to others, okay? It can also explain how the wrong impression is sometimes given and how confusion can occur, okay? I have to admit, I am guilty of this myself, okay? You need to work on your body language. There's different ways of doing this where you can improve your personal presentation, okay, as well. Let me give an example. When concentrating on something rather hard, your expression may look troubled, when in reality you're not anxious at all, just absorbed in what you're doing. This does not mean that you should go around with a fixed smile on your face, but just be aware that your physical self might send one set of signals when your mind is involved elsewhere, okay? Body language can also be used as a mask to convey contrary feelings. How often you nodded firmly when you did not understand a word, smiled when your instinct was to scowl or clap enthusiastically at the end of a talk, that nearly put you to sleep. These are things to keep in mind. You know, in these cases, you're not being hypocritical, but you're using body language positively as the mechanism of good manners. And it doesn't happen overnight, I assure you. It takes work. Our gestures are part of our personalities, a part of how we express ourselves. Hand arm movements can all add emphasis, aid explanation, convey enthusiasm. They only become a negative signal when repeated so often that they become irritating to the observer. However, listeners can become so sidetracked by the sight of someone constantly playing with their hair, tapping on the table with a pen, that they no longer listen to the spoken words. These negative signals can break down the communication process very quickly. Okay? One of the last things I want to go ahead and cover here is positive and negative body language. Okay? Now, I would go more in depth into body language, but seeing how this is basically just, I'm basically just covering your physical appearance on this one. I'm only going to cover a little bit about it. Positive things that your body language can include that'll help improve what you're doing or what you're talking about as well. Okay? Maintaining eye contact with people you are speaking to. Okay, smiling if appropriate. That doesn't mean you smile at something creepy, but especially at greetings and at the end of a conversation. Okay, sitting squarely on a chair, as uncomfortable as it may sound, leaning slightly forward. This indicates you are actually paying attention, even if you aren't. Nodding in agreement, firm handshake, presenting a calm exterior even when you're pissed. And looking interested, even if you aren't. Things to avoid. Okay, and we're going to close out with this. Negative body language that you do not want. Okay? Not looking at the person when speaking. Tapping a foot or a finger or a pen on the table. Or period. Rocking back and forth. That is actually really irritating. Scratching. Constantly clearing your throat without a reason. Fiddling your hair, earlobe, jewelry, jackets, glasses. You know, you get the picture. Picking at fingers or fingernails. This one's not as bad, but it can be irritating depending on the person. Yawning. Repeatedly yawning. Repeatedly looking at your watch or the clock in the room. Believe me, that is actually really irritating. Standing too close to each other. Don't do that, okay? And inattention to a person who is speaking, okay? Not even paying attention. Now, these are things just to keep in mind. This is mostly about the how you present yourself, that other people will basically see this and then know for a fact that what you're trying to say or do is not what you're really into, okay? So keep that in mind. Next time we will talk about nonverbal communication. And your body language as well. Well, actually, I'm actually going to go over that in its entirety. And have a great rest of your day. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I know it's been a while since I've released one, and I'm sorry about that. Look forward to another one later on today, and we'll get ourselves caught up to the standard that I have, about 3 or 4 a week. Okay? Also, Gloria TP5, a good close friend of mine, she is really, really excited because her next book is coming out. So go ahead and pre-order that and show your support and enjoy the rest of your day, okay?